Amazon Business honors Ricardo Gurgel, owner of Veggie Root Tavern. This week, Ricardo saved big and used Amazon Business to help his team buy commercial deep fryers at a quantity discount. Because even veggies can be fried.
I'm gonna need 2 orders of fried fiddleheads.
With business buying easier than before, Ricardo now uses his extra time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying. Mmm, fiddleheads. Yum.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
We hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
By now, you've heard about voting issues in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, of course, ran out of ballots. That's a bit of a problem. You know, you've got one job to administer elections, and you knew these various secretaries of state all over the country. You knew there was going to be record turnout in an election that was supposed to be a referendum on the socialism that the Democrats have been imposing on this country, the radicalism. So you knew there was going to be a lot of interest either to defend that socialism or to get rid of it. So running out of ballots, it's just... you got one freaking job, seriously, to administer a free and fair election, and Democrats are so busy doing other things. This is what Pennsylvania, run by Democrats, right? So busy doing other things they ought not be doing in government, they can't do their flipping jobs. You all know about what's happening in Arizona, Maricopa County. You know what's happening in Nevada. For crying out loud, we're turning election result night into election result weeks. It's not the way it's supposed to be. It hasn't been this way. And this idea that universal mail-in balloting and these drop boxes, folks, it's all crap. We should not be doing this. We should not be accepting this. Oh, but it's so convenient. Yeah, so convenient to flush free and fair elections down the toilet. How many of you, if you're honest with yourself, how many of you, because I know people like this, In my own personal orbit, who say, no, it doesn't matter. They're gonna put in whoever the hell they want to put in. And you know what? That kind of, I guess you can call it quitter talk. That kind of quitter talk is a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you've got this mindset that nothing you do matters, then guess what? You're going to do nothing. And guess what? It doesn't matter. So From me to you, stop accepting these insane premises. Well, whatever the government says, it must be so. No, that's not true. Whatever the basket of bias says, it must. Basket of bias press says, it must be so. No, that's not true. We have got to start, and this starts in the schools. You know where I am on schools. We've got to get critical thinking back into the society before it's too late. Hell, it may already be too late. Because of what's going on, the millennial generation, the Gen Z generation. I'll tell you what, I heard a story from somebody in the medical field. This is how insane it's gotten. You as a medical professional, you have somebody come in, I want my proper pronouns to be used. No, this is going on. So this person is coming in, let's just say, for example, it's a biological male, but wants to be a female, okay? So it's got all of its male parts still. So you as a medical professional have to go with the science. But because of political correctness and because of wokeism, you can't. You can't. You have to treat this biological male as a female, so you must avoid, like, you need to get a prostate exam. Oh, no, you can't say that. You can't say get a prostate exam, even though this person has a prostate. Don't get a prostate exam because this person identifies as a female. So put that person at medical risk. It's going on. It's insanity. Let's stick with this male that wants to be a female. The confusion there. Adult, right? You are a medical professional, and at the end of your appointment, the individual says to you, aren't you going to give me a pregnancy test? You're a biological male. Well, don't discriminate against me. I identify as a female. I want a pregnancy test. And insurance companies, kids, are forcing this, that you have to give a pregnancy test to a biological male. It's happening. We have got to stop this insanity. We must push back on the Marxists and the socialists who are promoting this insanity. It has got to stop. We can't allow this country to abandon reality and live in their fantasy la-la land, whether it's the culture or whether it's elections. We can't allow wackiness to run our country and our lives. We'll talk about all this, the elections, I mean, with the conservative chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, Matt Rinaldi, next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to TexasScorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
All right, my friends, let's get to our guest, Matt Rinaldi. He's the conservative chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, former Texas representative as well, who spent 4 years in our Texas legislature. Mr. Rinaldi, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, voting issues in Houston and in Dallas. Let's go through each one. We'll start off in Houston. What do you know, and what's going on? What can we actually credibly report?
Well, in Houston, we had issues on Election Day with Democrats, as they always do, trying to extend poll openings. They extended poll openings in several locations for an hour. However, we got in the order that all of those ballots would be provisional, so they can be separated out, and once we go to the Supreme Court, can be thrown out. Actually, before the polls even closed, the Attorney General intervened, got the Supreme Court to overrule the order prior to the time the polls even closed. So Houston's taken care of with that issue. Then after Election Day, they secured another order from a liberal Democratic judge to continue counting, even though their own records show they counted all the ballots and there were no more ballots to count. So why would you continue counting if there are no more ballots? The Attorney General again intervened. That's ongoing. In Dallas was very.
Well, hold on before you go on to Dallas. Before you get out of Dallas, because I want to get spend a lot of time on Dallas. From the Harris County website, they have 6,409 more ballots than they have voters. Let me say that again. This is from their own website. They have 6,409 more ballots than voters. Isn't that a problem?
I hadn't seen that. I had seen, are you sure it doesn't say 6,000 ballots compared to the number of voters counted?
Well, okay, yes. That's how I would interpret it as well.
So I had interpreted it as 6,000 less. I mean, what you're looking at is actually showing why there doesn't need to be more ballots counted. Your reconciliation is within a fraction of a percent. So there's no more ballots left.
And then the last thing,
they're trying to get an extension of the counting.
Yeah, last thing. Senator Betancourt has been pointing out that during the election, the cries were going out for more ballots. We need more ballots, and those cries were refused. And there is the possibility being floated out there of a lawsuit of actual election officials denying American citizens, denying Texans the ability to vote. Is that a problem?
Yes, absolutely. The Harris County elections were by far the worst in Texas. And you have to ask yourself, when does it become so prevalent that people have been deprived of their right to vote and you should validate the elections and have another one. It was a very close county judge election. There were other close elections as well. And Harris County is a huge problem. They cannot run an election properly. But luckily, RPT had its most, Republican Party of Texas had its most extensive election integrity effort in the entire state this year. We had something that was so large on scale, it didn't even compare what we had done in previous years. So we caught these issues as they came up.
Amen. Amen. And you know what? That's great, because you knew exactly where to look, Democrat precincts. You knew exactly where to be on the lookout, Democrat precincts. Now, Matt Rinaldi, by the way, folks, the conservative chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, is our guest. Let's pivot to Dallas. What happened up there?
Well, in Dallas, we were sitting at the war room in Dallas, several of us, and some of our poll watchers called up. We wouldn't have caught this in previous years, because I think we had like 10 poll watchers in Dallas in 2020. Because of our effort, we had about 450, which was almost, we had about 100% coverage in Dallas and Houston. So we caught all these things. One of our poll watchers was showing us that the e-poll books, which are, you know, categorize which voters come into the polls, were shooting up at 7 o'clock. Like adding hundreds of voters in a voting location. And it appeared to be that somebody hacked it. Can't say that for sure. But, you know, clearly an anomaly that we're investigating. So we had to get about 100 affidavits, because this occurred at dozens of locations.
Now, my understanding is, and you correct me if I'm wrong, that that really wasn't the problem. These totals shooting up two times, three times, tripling or doubling, rather, these totals, that wasn't the issue. What the issue was is what that shoot-up of, alleged shoot-up, I should say, because I know this is all being adjudicated, that was hiding something else that was going on. Yeah. Is that the fear?
Yeah, it would make it difficult. Now, I think we could still do it with timestamps. We have tech people working on it, but it would make it difficult to reconcile the number of voters with the number of votes received. So if you were stuffing boxes or, you know, trying to artificially increase the amount of votes, add votes that voters that didn't vote, you could hide your tracks by messing with the e-poll books.
Okay. And we have had on this program, as a matter of fact, it got thrown off of communist YouTube, a sitting congressman by the name of Pete Sessions. He's been trying to determine how and why, in the last election in 2020, how votes were uncounted by the computer, unvoted, I should say. Votes were unvoted by the computer and then revoted. And then, so he wanted to know, why is that happening? And then he wanted to know, okay, so you unvoted 50s. I'm just pulling a number out. I think this is in the neighborhood, if I remember correctly. 57,000 votes you unvoted, but you only revoted with the computer 50,000 votes. And why the disparity? Why did you unvote 57,000 and then revote only 50,000? To this day, because of Democrat socialist officials in the county of Dallas, Congressman Pete Sessions cannot get answers. So, why is Dallas able to deny these requests from a sitting congressman? Does a state agency or official need to get involved in this to compel them to tell us why this is happening?
Yeah, the Secretary of State can get involved. They're in charge of the statewide elections, or the Attorney General can intervene to represent the state. The state has an interest in having elections be safe and secure. I will say that in Dallas this time, as opposed to Houston, Houston's elections administrator, the second of the year, by the way, we got the last one to resign after issues in the primary. He's from D.C. He's a Dem operative. You know, what's going on in Houston, I believe, is intentional. In Dallas, the elections administrator, although he is a Democrat, appears to be running the elections much better. I don't think a lot of those issues are intentional from his point of view, although I do think that other people are attempting fraud.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Congressman Pete Sessions told me the elections administrator in Dallas that you're making reference to had asked for the ability to get some of this data, and he was denied. Somebody else above him has the credentials. He's an election administrator, and he can't even look into his own elections because somebody else holds the keys.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think many of the Dallas County officials who are Democrats have been dissatisfied with him because he won't play ball. I think he had said to one of our Republican Party staff members, you know, like just in conversation, you know, he said, I ain't going to jail for nobody. And, you know, I believe it.
Yeah.
But you know, they don't like that. His bosses don't like that. The people who appointed him don't like that.
Yeah, and the press in North Texas is absolutely disgraceful for not even dedicating one iota of airtime or research power into these allegations and asking questions themselves. Matt Rinaldi is our guest, folks. He's the conservative chairman of the Republican Party of Texas. So any other issues outside of Dallas and Houston that the Republican Party of Texas was able to track down, maybe in Travis County, any other issues around the state?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we spent over $1.1 million getting 100% or close to 100% coverage in problem areas like Travis, Bear, Dallas, and Houston, and the Valley. And we've never had coverage like that. And it was just basically like having eyes everywhere. I mean, it was incredible. If you got a report from a voter, you always had somebody at that location and fixed it, you know, almost immediately in most cases. We had over between 400 and 500 reports of election irregularities. Because we had so many people everywhere, most of it was just trying to deny our poll watchers or have them sit in the corner, and we fixed those pretty quickly because it's a felony to deny the poll watcher access. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we took care of about 450 issues over the course of the day. We were at a few court hearings. Everything ran fairly smoothly except for the noted problems in Harris and Dallas, and it really helped, you know, having RPT with those eyes everywhere.
Sadly, that's going to have to be the way it's going to have to be because the other side, left-wingers, believe they're entitled to power and they're entitled to get it in any way by hook or by crook, and they that's just their mindset. I know these people like the back of my hand, and that's exactly, well, so I got to cheat. But you know, it's the greater good mentality, the communist leftist mentality, and sadly, we got to beat that back.
Yeah, and by the way, incidentally, what we did as a party was what the state of Florida was doing as a state. I mean, they had elections workers instead of party, you know, trained volunteers at these locations ensuring the.
Yeah, and look at what happened out there in Florida.
Right. And they had a completely smooth election. I mean, it was interesting to see because we had a couple of reports in Dallas of, and these are areas in true blue Dallas where Democrat elections judges stormed out, you know, screaming that there were just too many Republicans around. And we looked, I was watching a video at Central Count, which, you know, we wouldn't have had before the new election law. And, you know, look at all the people in vests. It was like, how many of those are ours? And he's like, oh, there's like 30 people on screen. It's like, oh, everyone except for that lady.
Wow.
So we were everywhere.
That's great. And you know what? Until the laws change, until Texas gets serious about our elections the way Florida did, the Republican Party of Texas is going to have to do that. It would be a great money/time saver if Texas said, you know, look at the Florida model, and we should follow that. It's tough for me to accept that Texas isn't leading on issues like this. It's very, very tough for me to accept that. And that actually leads me, Mr. Rinaldi, into my next question. We're looking ahead to the next session. What are the big issues that you see that ought to be top of mind in next session?
You know, property taxes, protecting our children at school and from, you know, mutilation by insane parents. Second, protecting our Second Amendment rights, protecting the right to life and parental rights in schools and school choice, I think are huge.
Yep.
You know, we have to be leading on these issues, and one of our top priority is we have this insane practice in Texas, and we're the only state that does it to my knowledge, of Republicans get elected to power after they start talking about how bad it is for Democrats to take power in the election, and then they go and appoint Democrats to leadership positions in the state house. It makes no sense. Last session, 40% of the committee chairs in the House were Democrats. These are people who are calling you racists, who are calling you Nazis, who think your voters are a threat to democracy, and you are appointing them to leadership positions that are powerful. It makes no sense, and it needs to stop.
Well,
Republicans should run the state house when Republicans win an election.
True. You know what, folks? I want to stress what the chairman is saying here. For those of you outside of Texas who are going to say, oh, man, I thought Texas was common sense, was conservative. What happens here in the state of Texas and only in the Texas state house, when Republicans win, they appoint Democrats to key chairmanships to veto Republican priorities. Let me say that again. That Republicans who are in leadership in Austin right now, they say, great, the people of Texas voted for us and put us in the majority. And now our first act is going to be giving Democrats more power than they earned at the ballot box. We're going to make Democrat priorities our priorities. That's what the leadership in the House is doing. And Mr. Chairman, I get the sense the majority in Texas, which is Republican slash conservative, they are tired of Democrats being given power to kill conservative priorities by Republicans. Are you hearing that too from the electorate?
Yes, and just to have a bully pulpit from which to spew their crazy. I mean, can you imagine if Kevin McCarthy's taken over as House Speaker next session, or whoever the Republican Speaker is? Let's say it's Kevin McCarthy, and he comes in and he appoints Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, and Maxine Waters as committee chairs.
Yep.
What would you think? I mean, you would be outraged.
Yeah.
That happens every year here in Texas. The Republican Speaker appoints our state Adam Schiff, our state Maxine Waters, two committee chair positions. But let me tell you, your state rep is going to have a vote on this when they vote on the rules one of the first days of session, and you guys just got to make sure that they vote to ban Democrat chairs in the state house.
Well, you know, there is a leadership kerfuffle, shall we say. We had Representative Tony Tinderholt on earlier this week, and we have extended an invitation to Dade Phelan. And to his credit, the Speaker, Dade Phelan, has always accepted our invitation to come on. So we just haven't been able to get in touch with his people, I'm imagining, because of the aftermath of elections, but he will come on and make his case as well. Last thing, actually, I have two more things for you, Mr. Chairman. Mm-hmm. The Criminal Court of Appeals, they were the insane people, alleged Republicans, a guy by the name of Scott Walker. It's not even his real name. He got elected on name ID. We can't even confirm that he's an actual conservative or an actual Republican, but he runs as a Republican. He was the poster child for this corruption, saying the Attorney General of Texas cannot enforce election laws. What needs to be done, in your view, about this, what I believe, the corrupt Criminal Court of Appeals?
We need to elect new Court of Appeals members in the primary, except for the one or two that that dissented on that opinion. And for your listeners, what the opinion was, it effectively said the Attorney General has no right to prosecute any criminal cases, even with the permission of a local DA. Why this is important is because when you have local DAs that are Democrat and that are Soros-funded Democrat radical left DAs, they can just not prosecute crime.
Yeah.
And the Attorney General can't do anything about it. They can also do the same with election fraud. I think the legislature is going to come up with a solution this session. But, you know, we need to take note as Republicans when we're in the next primary.
And I asked the Attorney General before Election Day, I said, hey, is there a provision for impeachment? Can these judges be impeached? And he had to think about it for a second, because apparently, I'm the only one in the entire state of Texas who wants to take these jokers out for what they've done to Texas.
Yeah.
And he's like,
they can be impeached.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. He goes, well, yeah, I think they can be. So for all of you folks who put your constituents ahead of your politics, who call yourselves Republicans, yes, these judges can be and should be impeached. One more thing, and then I'm going to let you go. we're going to have debates coming up, and as you know, the press, by and large, and I don't want to paint with too broad a brush, but by and large, the press in the state of Texas is left wing and dedicated Democrats, not dedicated journalists. I'm thinking of the Quorum Report, Texas Tribune, others like them.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't Republicans get more media savvy and say, look, when you biased press people put on debates and such, we need to insist that if you're going to have your left wing reporters masquerading as journalists, we're going to have to insist that we have folks on our side on the debates, like, you know, Chris Salcedo or other conservative talkers around Texas, to also balance out your debate so that tough questions also get asked of Democrats. Is that fair?
Yeah, not only fair, but necessary. I don't know why people haven't done this on a state level or even on a national level before this. To their credit, I have a lot of criticisms for the RNC, but the RNC stood up and said, no, next presidential debates, we are doing this differently.
Amen.
We are going to have conservatives questioning our candidates, and we're not going to put up with it anymore. In Texas, conservatives need to stand up to the media more. I mean, there was just a Texas Tribune festival that they use as a fundraising magnet, you know, featuring Liz Cheney, Gavin Newsom, and every far-left Democrat in the world. It also featured a lot of Republicans who wanted to come in and, you know, hopefully they would get all of these liberals to like them. And in order to do that, they took positions which were extremely harmful to Republicans in the House. You know, they were calling for weakening our abortion laws, you know, hoping to get some applause. It's just a bad idea. Stop raising money for left-wing news outlets. Stop pandering to them or wanting to be liked by them. You know, stand up and support your values.
Damn straight. Matt Rinaldi, the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas. Appreciate the visit as always. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. A couple of websites I want you to pay a visit to if you could. TexasScorecard.com, that's number one. TexasScorecard.com, that's where you find all the news that impacts Texas. If it impacts Texas, it's going to impact the United States, I guarantee. Also pay a visit to ChrisSalcedo.com. We're doing some tweaks here and there on that page. Still, you can track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, in the mornings. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the United States. You can also track us down on television, Newsmax TV, every afternoon, 4 o'clock until 5 Eastern, Monday through Friday. Always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. While you're at ChrisSalcedo.com, also check out ways to book me for a speech, drop me an email, drop me a voicemail. It's all there for you. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure it by how much power is reserved for we the people. See ya.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.